subject, is she just a friend? Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married to my husband for 10 years. We've been together a total of 17 years. We have 3 beautiful children together. Recently, he has a friend that is a girl, which he has never had before. I just can't shake the feeling that she is more than just a friend. We have had several arguments over this girl, from me finding her debit card in his pocket to I recently went through his phone and found numerous text messages, the last few of which he asked her to be his Valentine. But the last text disturbed me. It stated that he has always had the hots for her and he wishes he could be with her permanently. He sent this text to her right after we had sex. I am distraught and I have confronted him about it, and he states that she is just a friend, but I know better. I want to walk away, but right now I am unemployed and have nowhere to go. I have asked him to leave the house several times, but he refuses to go. I am not saying I am innocent. I have a past of cheating, but it was during a time of separation, which was his idea. I want to end this, but how? Please help.
Well, wow.
Well,
that's an honest letter. That's a little different.
This is,
honesty at the end there. All right.
But right at the end, though, right? I'm just going to need you to just wake up and realize that, yes, this woman is just what you're feeling, more than just a friend. And your husband is disrespectful in that regard and stupid to have her debit card in his pocket. I hate that he is asking her to be his Valentine and to be sexting her that he has the hots for her and that he wishes he could be with her permanently. All of that's crazy stuff, but really, this marriage has been in trouble for a while, huh? You guys have been married for 10 years, together for 17, but you separated. You already separated once when you cheated during that time. I'm surprised, I really am, that he took you back. But you guys did get back together, and now he's doing his thing with his so-called friend. You don't say why you separated the first time or anything like that. What happened? Was it cheating? You didn't say. You guys got to deal with your issues. You have some serious issues going on here. And don't forget, you have 3 children to consider. And having said all that, I mean, have you made any plans to leave? I mean, or to work toward getting a job and all of that? It really doesn't sound like you guys are going to make it in this marriage. It just doesn't. You keep arguing, separating. Steve?
It's because she's crazy.
Yeah.
This is a letter written by a crazy person.
Nutty.
Just as... like a bat out of hell.
Mm-hmm.
Know how hard they be flying? You know how when a bat fly, they zigzag? That's where this phrase come, flying like a bat out of hell. Because they always zigzag because they can't see. They operate by hearing. So you hear something getting too close, you fly over there, you hear something. So a bat wrote this letter is what I'm saying.
That's your point.
A blind bat wrote this letter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you've been married to your husband for 10 years. We've been together a total of 17 years. We got 3 beautiful children together. Recently, he has a friend that is a girl. Right there, recently. See, recently. So to make friends, you got to talk and share. That's what a friend is. So recently, he started talking and sharing with a new friend. The girl is a girl this time. It ain't no dude. He ain't pick up a new partner, a new dude, new boy. New homie, new running cat. He done got a girl, which he has never had before. Really? All right. Well, this the one you found out.
Yeah.
I just can't shake the feeling that she's more than just a friend. Oh, you really can't, huh? Wonder why that is. So let's go into it a little bit more. That's your intuition talking to you, which you're choosing to ignore. We had several arguments over this girl, which means he's willing to fight for her, with you about her, okay? So keep that in mind. Now, from me, and your last argument was from me finding her debit card in his pocket. Now, I really want to know what he told you after you found the damn debit card in his pocket with a girl name on it. What did he say to you that has allowed him to still be alive and written about in a strawberry letter? I'm trying to figure out how my wife can find a woman's debit card on my person with another woman name on it. What could I say to this little green-eyed killer that I done married?
Not killer.
She becomes a killer at that point.
Yes.
As do most women.
Like a ninja.
Yeah. What could I say to her after finding this woman's debit card on me that allows me to be alive and be written about in a strawberry letter. That, what did he say that still let him live and we talking about it? All this would be on the back of my funeral program.
Yes.
In the obituary.
Yes, sir.
My funeral would be sponsored by MasterCard. Because it'll be all over the news. The debit card.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.